Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning now here on this Friday, March 27th, 8:46 in the morning, and three big things.
Three.
More than half of Kansas under stay-home orders as coronavirus cases reach 168 in the state.
Two.
Day three of Sedgwick County stay-home order, 16 COVID-19 cases in Sedgwick County.
One.
House to vote today on pandemic relief package. Approval is expected. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Until 10 o'clock this morning, we have a dense fog advisory in effect out there for the Wichita area, and still got some dense fog in the area, so something to be aware of out there. You might run into some areas of some pretty heavy fog this morning. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DuBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Hit it downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 74 degrees. 60% chance for showers and storms tonight, the overnight low 53. Saturday, mostly sunny and cooler. Tomorrow's high, 62. Now fog, a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour, and 50 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for a third year in a row by the Bourbon Review, located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, and offering to-go and delivery at My Town To Go, the Monarch in Delano. 8:48 now, Steve and Ted. A deep question doctors are struggling with as they treat patients with coronavirus.
This is House Call for Health. If you've ever watched a doctor show, you've seen the high drama when there's a code blue, a patient in cardiac arrest, and the frantic effort by a team of doctors and nurses to get the heart beating again, to bring the patient back. But during this pandemic, some medical ethics experts are starting to ask tough questions. Is it worth the time and effort of hospital staff, plus the precious resources such as gowns, gloves, and masks to try to revive one patient? Scott Halpern, a bioethicist at the University of Pennsylvania, questions whether it's fair to go all in for one patient at the risk of not having what's needed to help others. However, Halpern draws the line at a blanket policy of do not resuscitate orders for all COVID-19 patients. He said doctors, patients, and families must still be allowed to make that most difficult decision on a case-by-case basis. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Americans increased their spending by a modest amount in February, but the expectation is that spending will be hit hard in coming months, reflecting the virus shutdown on the American economy. Commerce Department reported today that spending edged up 0.2% in February, matching the January gain, but below the 0.4% increase in December. Not much of a gain there. On the stock market yesterday, the Dow rose 1,351 points, NASDAQ up 413, and the S&P rose 154 points. Ford.
And the Dow headed back down today.
Yeah, it's
down 4.5%.
Not doing so good this morning. Ford, Fiat Chrysler, Honda, and Toyota have taken steps to restart North American factories that have been closed to protect workers from the coronavirus. Plans would reopen in early or mid-April, restoring the largest source of cash for automakers that generally book revenue when they ship vehicles to dealerships. KNSS News Time is 8:50, and taking a look at a tough week. Wichita Business Journal editor Bill Roy this morning. Good morning, Bill.
In the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, major changes for a lot of businesses in the Wichita area. As Sedgwick County imposed a stay-at-home order, businesses were divided into two categories, essential and non-essential. The order had 26 exceptions, but restaurants had to close or go to carryout or delivery only, of course. Salons and barbershops had to close, so did entertainment venues. We have a reaction from some business leaders, too. There is help for businesses impacted by coronavirus. The SBA offering low-interest loans and the bill moving through Congress set aside billions for assistance. Advice from the Small Business Administration and local leaders, businesses should keep accurate books during this time so they can clearly show how they were impacted by the coronavirus and qualify for assistance. And this week we spend 10 minutes with Jared Forma. He's the general manager of the Wichita Wind Surge baseball team. Forma and his team are in a holding pattern, of course, waiting to hear when they can take the field for opening day. He says the team will balance the players' efforts to reach the big leagues with putting on a great entertainment experience. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, it certainly has been a tough week for everybody, but especially for our small businesses in town. And, you know, yesterday we talked with Jack Kellogg, fifth-generation merchant in Wichita, and how he's handling it.
Right.
Like you said, you've been at the Journal. You've been talking to people as well, right?
Yeah, they're just kind of, you know, trying to get through it. They're making sure they understand the stay-at-home orders. Of course, you had Starlight Drive-In, thought they were in the clear, but they are not because they're in the entertainment business, so they are not essential, according to the stay-at-home order from the county. Lots of companies had to really look at that list and figure out, okay, can I open or not open? Of course, the restaurants, once again, are really trying to do everything they can to stay open and still feed people from, you know, curbside service and delivery service. So big, big impact.
So kind of what Jack Kellogg was saying, it's kind of what small business is all about, though. You have to be able to stay on top of your game and to adjust to any circumstance, even the most bizarre circumstance, which you have right now, is and you report on small business a lot. You know what I'm talking about. Those people, they take a lot of risk, and they just have to be innovative and have something new going on, and they have to take care of their employees. So it's tough to be in business, especially for small business people.
Absolutely. The risk is high, and the investment is high, and, restaurant business is tough enough without something like this happening. So we just hope that, these businesses can get the help they need from federal resources. And we're going to have a resource guide on our website later today talking about it shows some of the places where businesses can get help. So hopefully that will help our businesses and keep them in business. We want to keep them around.
You know, Bill, another aspect of the stay home thing is that I had a call from a friend, a high school buddy named Miles Hoover, who's in Madison, Wisconsin. And he called the other day, and he wanted to know how we were doing with the pandemic down here. He was checking in on me to find out how Wichita was doing. And then last night I talked with not only my kids, but, another real good friend, and he had checked with another friend. People are checking on people and making sure that all of our loved ones are taking care of business.
Let's hope that's one of the side effects of this thing, that one of the good things to come out of it, people are sort of reconnecting a little bit. They're checking on each other, making sure they're okay, how are they doing, and hopefully supporting each other. Of course, you can't be there a lot of times right next to each other in the same room, but at least we can use the technology we have. I know Zoom has really been taking off because – no pun intended, Zoom, it's a video conferencing software, yep. And lots of businesses are using it. Lots of families are using it, too.
I'm seeing a lot of people, of course, I live in the Riverside area, and I've been running the past few days, and I'm seeing more people than ever out walking their dogs, especially walking their dogs, but people out exercising, little families in groups with a wagon going and things like that. So that's encouraging. But, people are getting outdoors, and the weather, I hope, will cooperate for a few days till we can get through this thing.
It's supposed to be nice again today, I think. We can get out there.
Yeah, it's going to be maybe some storms tonight, but it looks like a pretty good weekend overall coming up. And And I hope everybody, I haven't found anybody that I know who has the virus, so I'm just hoping, Ted, that we won't find anybody at all. So, all right, Bill, have a good weekend, and thanks for being with us, as always, and the best to you and your
team. Have a good one.
You guys take care of yourselves. Wash your hands, Bill, for crying out loud. All right. Hey, coming up at the Glenn Beck program, 9 o'clock this morning, Bill O'Reilly News. It's Friday.
That's always a good segment on Friday.
Something to do on Friday. That's Glenn Beck coming up at 9 o'clock. 11 o'clock this morning, Rush Limbaugh and Ken Matthews is filling in for him. House vote today on the pandemic relief package. News at 9 here on KNSS, so we'll have an update there at 9 o'clock for you this morning. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Steve is hit in the morning, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS, Wichita.
Stay home, stay healthy.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.